This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What toy terrified you as a kid? Mine is Furbies.
Jack in the Box for me.
And like 2 days ago, I started getting followed on Instagram by a Furby fan account, which I didn't even know this was a thing. And listen, I'm not judging anyone based on what their hobbies are. We all, you know, have nostalgia-y things, whatever. Yeah. But I didn't realize that there's this whole community of people that take their Furbies out and about and they take pictures.
Take them out for walks. They take them out to the park.
Yeah. And so I like went to this page and it's terrifying because it's like a Furby sitting by the produce in a grocery store. Yeah. A Furby answering a telephone. Videos of them brushing the Furby's fur, which yet again, whatever you're into, that's cool. No judgment.
Furbies need maintenance too, you know.
That is terrifying. I am not about this. And it's because Furbies scared the living bejesus out of me as a kid.
Well, did you follow the page back?
No. Well, okay. So a little bit, yes. I did follow them back. But then when they popped up in my news feed, I was like, ooh.
Yeah, this is too much. I can't look at Instagram anymore.
Yeah, it gave me the uncomfortable feelings in my tummy where I was like, I'm not scared because I'm a 30-year-old woman, but I'm also a little scared. And so I couldn't do it. I had to unfollow them. So if you're the Furby fan account, I apologize. But so I got us talking, like, what toys did you find scary? Yours is Jack in the Box.
Yeah, I'm terrified of clowns in general, but there's something about that song. And just turning that dial and never knowing when that thing's going to pop up.
Yeah.
It's like just meant to scare you.
It's the element of surprise. We put it up on our Facebook and we got some good comments. Manny said a Ouija board, which right. I'm going to go ahead and say that is not a children's toy.
I don't think it's an any person toy, really.
You do not want to open that up. Do not be summoning spirits from the other side.
Do not do that. But it boggles my mind because it was designed as a kid's toy.
It was not designed as a kid's toy, but it has been marketed as it by putting it in the game aisle. But no, absolutely not. So we want to know, what toy scared you? 503-733-5105.
Do you guys remember Teddy Ruxpin?
Oh, he was scary too.
I love Teddy Ruxpin.
Need him to tell me a bedtime story.
I never really played with him, but he always just kind of creeped me out.
He had a friend, too, that was even scarier. Let me Google what he was.
I used to put, like, hip-hop tapes in Teddy Ruxpin and have him play, like, Naughty by Nature. It was fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
There was, like, this caterpillar he was friends with. Grubby. That's the one my sister had. And I'm scared of bugs. So on top of, like, it being a terrifying caterpillar and then its mouth would start moving. And then I think it, like, lit up like a glowworm. Like, what are you doing to me?
Yeah, it was creepy.
That's the worst.
Good.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I super appreciate you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You guys have a great day.
You haven't lived till you see Teddy Ruxpin perform Naughty by Nature or Metallica.
Okay. Metallica?
Yeah. I'm eclectic.
You are dating yourself right now.
Good morning. Rufus the Naked Mole Rat from Kim Possible.
Now, was there a stuffed animal version, or was it just that it existed?
No, so my brother got the stuffed animal that when you pushed his foot, he would talk, and he would say cheese, because he was, like, obsessed with cheese in the show. And I came home from school one day, and it was clear across the room, and it, like, said cheese to me, and I freaked out and booked it to my best friend's house down the street.
So it was more about the unprompted talking.
I'm not a big fan of this Rufus.
I mean, have you ever seen Rufus the Naked Mole?
Yeah, Kim Possible was big when I was like a kid, yeah.
Yeah, that in and of itself is terrifying. Never mind if it's across the room and starts talking to you.
But it's more the talking unprompted than the actual mole rat, right?
Well, I don't know. Naked mole rats are kind of scary.
I think it's a fair combination of both.
So my family, we're kind of quirky and weird. And so the Christmas before my grandfather passed away, my dad got him this duck that sings Christmas carols. And this was back Christmas 96. The batteries have never been changed, and my grandma keeps it out, and it's because it randomly starts singing Christmas songs, and she believes it's the ghost of my grandfather.
Oh,
and this
no.
has been over 20 years.
No.
Oh, my God.
So maybe that's why things unprompted, like talking, like kids' toys, freak me out, is because they, as a kid, put it in my mind that it's ghosts. That's so weird. I'm sorry.
It's for sure ghosts. So.
Yeah, that's what it is. It has to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the batteries or anything.
I actually have a similar Christmas toy.
Yeah?
That does the same thing. It's like this little stuffed angel.
Mm-hmm.
And my stepmom got it from a coworker of hers. And that thing just does, randomly starts talking.
Yeah.
And it says like this bedtime prayer. And it's creepy.
That's what it is. When things don't have batteries in them, yeah. or like you didn't tell it to talk, like those toys, when they start talking, it freaks me out. And I think that's my whole deal with Furbies, is because I saw one talk one time.
It wasn't an actual toy. I had a great grandmother that was into making ceramic or porcelain dolls.
Yeah.
And she made one that looked like me when I was like 3 years old. Life size.
I mean, it's sweet in theory until you look at something that looks just like you.
It was like looking into a distorted mirror, though. It scared the crap out of me. Constantly.
I don't think I've ever seen a porcelain doll that's not terrifying.
Exactly.
Do you still have it?
No.
Oh.
No, it lived at my grandmother's house, so I only had to see it like on holidays and stuff like that because I was so afraid of it. I was like, don't put it in the car. Don't get it near me, because I would just bawl and freak out.
Look at the doll.
They were definitely messing with you at that point.
Your grandma, though, she was so ahead of her time, because then they came out with those American Girl dolls that you could make to look like you. She was just a trendsetter.
Yeah.
That's all.
There you go. Well, she made a porcelain, like, Dalmatian, and I loved that. So that's what started her thinking, oh, well, why don't I make a doll that looks just like her?
Porcelain puppies, fine. Porcelain dolls, big nope.
Exactly. Totally an animal person, not a baby person.
Well, cool. What's your name?
Tiffany.
Good morning, The Buzz. What toy did you have that terrified you as a kid?
I don't know if it had like a name, but I hated this baby doll that wouldn't stop crying when I was a kid. Like, it would just keep going off. And it was like the 80s or 90s, so it probably was not the best technology, but it just wouldn't shut up. And so I don't know if it was like haunted. I don't know if people believe in that, but I hated it.
I don't know if you have kids now, but that's basically what babies do. There's no off switch. They just cry.
Yeah, no, I think that that's probably put me off having children for a while.
Dolls make me cry.
Yeah.
So.
Dolls can be very scary.
All of them are.
Especially the ones whose eyes blink. Because I had some porcelain dolls, too, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And you know, like when you'd move their head forward and backward, their eyes would blink open and shut. Those ones always weirded me out. But we want to know what toy terrified you as a kid.
Well, it wasn't so much terrifying as it totally stressed me out. Those little Tamagotchi pet things.
Oh, yeah.
They had to be planned. When do you have to feed it? Do you have to take it for a walk? Do you have to... I
never understood how you feed a keychain.
I know, right? And then get so stressed out, and then if it died, you were just totally let down.
Mine was always dying.
Like, you're a big loser for letting your Tamagotchi thing die, right?
I feel like the same people that couldn't keep their Tamagotchi alive are the same people that also cannot handle houseplants now. I feel like it was preparing me for that in life.
That would have been me.
But when I was a kid... Everybody had Tamagotchi, and like we were a little poor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a knockoff one that I can't even remember the name of. We got it at Sam's Club, and instead of being like the normal Tamagotchi, it was like, you just hatched a fish, and it would like be other random animal. And I try to play it off like cool, but it wasn't.
Yeah, those were probably not designed to keep alive.
It wasn't shaped like an egg. It was like a square, like a rectangle. Like, hey, guys, can I come play Tamagotchi with you? Oh, no. Okay, I'll go sit by myself in the corner.
Yeah, those were really stressful. And I think for a while they were trying to make it come back. But yeah, that died just like my Tamagotchi did.
Hey, it's 2020 and Furbies are on Instagram, so.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, you guys have an awesome day.
You had that Famagotchi.
No, I just looked it up. It's a gigapet.
Oh.
So it didn't terrify me, but terrified my kids.
Yeah.
And it was back when Tickle Me Elmo was like the hot item.
Mm-hmm.
Did Elmo keep asking to be tickled?
Giggly, cute little Tickle Me Elmo giggles, and you couldn't find it anywhere. I drove like an hour away from my house to find this for Christmas, and my kids were terrified of it.
Oh!
Hated it.
Man.
I don't understand why.
You could have resold that for some serious cash money back in the day.
I probably could have, but you know what? I still have it to this day. I thought maybe my grandkids one day will like it.
Yeah. So I was a kid when Tickle Me Elmo came out, and there was one girl in my entire school that got it. And I remember her parents like let her bring it to school, which at the time I was like appalled. And I was like, whoa, that is a valuable item. But we rode the same bus, and one day she let me tickle the Elmo. And I felt like a celebrity or something. I thought I was the coolest person ever because I touched a Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah, it's not creepy at all. So I don't understand why my kids were terrified, but they were terrified.
It's a little scary because I've got a three-year-old now, and I bought him multiple Tickle Me Elmos because I still think that they're very glamorous. And it's a bit much. He giggles kind of scarily.
I guess he does, and he kind of wobbles on his feet, so you just don't know where he's going.
Some people actually have a fear of being tickled.
Oh, I hate being tickled, 100%. Maybe that's it. I'm just trying to take it out on Elmo.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Kelly.
Kelly, thank you so much for calling in. We super appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
I only allow myself to be tickled on Saturday night.
That is so weird. Why are you being so weird? We're talking about toys. What? I don't even. Okay, we want to know what toy terrified you as a kid.
Mrs. Beasley.
Ooh, I don't know what Mrs. Beasley is.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, well, it's probably because it's way before your guys' times, but she was a really popular doll, and she looked like this little old lady with blonde curly hair with glasses, and it was a doll, and it just freaked me out. She had her own show, too. It was The Family Affair, I think. And one of the little girls on the show had this doll called Mrs. Beasley.
Yeah, I'm looking at Mrs. Beasley right now. I Googled her, and I don't want to look at her anymore.
Yeah, her eyes. There's something with the eyes and the glasses. She's like staring into my soul.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hated her. I would bury her under my pillow or blanket because she scared me.
I would have buried her in the backyard.
100%.
Well, thanks, guys. I enjoy you. Make my day every time I hear you guys. So.
Oh, you're so nice. What's your name?
Terry.
Terry, thank you so much for listening and calling in. And I hope you don't encounter Mrs. Beasley today or ever.
Anytime.
Never. Okay, thanks, guys.
She actually kind of looks like Sophia Petrillo, just not ratchet or funny.
Don't you put that evil on Sophia. Don't you dare. Don't you dare bring Golden Girls into this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.